wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
So I took the kids back to Saskatoon. Took the kids to on the trip hotel. And how does this go even? So Wilder went to the bathroom, had a bowel movement. Wilder's four. It was so big. Like, I yelled when I saw it, and you have to call everyone else into the bathroom.
Oh my god!
So like Janelle came. Oh my gosh! Look at the size of that. And so
what? He is a demon.
Yeah. So we sort of, I say a little prayer and hit the flash button, and it goes down. Oh, thank goodness. It's just.
And then he throws 9 tubes of toothpaste and 4 rolls of toilet paper into it.
No, I then proceed to take the kids to the water slides. And then someone else goes to the bathroom, I guess, like an hour later. And not flushing. It's all stuck up there. We're at the hotel, so there's no plunger or anything like that. And I guess,
toilets? I've had a toilet plug, I swear to God. Like, twice in my life I've known of toilets to ever plug in the real world.
Oh.
Maybe 3 times in my life, Carter. Like, you are perpetual plugging work, home, hotel. You are... Carter...
This makes me sound bad here. I don't plug toilets.
Carter, perpetual plugger.
At our office, our toilet
Carter,
grinder.
All the toilets are pointed at you.
Okay, admit to one toilet here. So this is... I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air.
I don't want to know about this anymore, do I?
This is a Winnipeg, our Winnipeg house. So we moved in about 2010, and it took about 3 or 4 years to discover this. But
well, wasn't there like a toy in your toilet or something?
So I like took the toilet off like 3 or 4 years into ownership of this home. Like, why isn't this toilet like flush properly? And so on a toilet, there's... I guess you could say a ring with like ridges on it. And there was a tampon applicator flushed down the toilet, I guess. And it perfectly like blocked off the hole to get into the actual pipes. So anytime, like, it was just like blocking it off the entire time for about 3 or 4 years. It was the worst.
What is
wrong with people? Just flushing stuff.
If you flush a tampon applicator, you should probably not be allowed to live.
Yeah, this isn't a tampon. This is the applicator. This is like the plastic shell.
Just like, what's wrong with people?
It's like
everybody gets to vote. Everybody gets to vote. Like, how? Why?
Yeah. Well, Wilder can't vote yet. He's only 4. So, anyways,
equal for RFK. He is firmly in the RFK camp.
So I guess Janelle tried flushing the toilet. It didn't work. And then so I get back from water slides. And I didn't know that she'd flushed already. So what do? I flush again. And so what happens? The water comes up and it starts pouring over the top.
Chasing waterfalls. Stick to tampon
and this isn't
and
at
flush.
Home.
Used to...
This is in a hotel at like 9:30 at night there. So so like it's
Carter,
just...
I would jump out the window.
I know,
I couldn't
water.
Do it. I couldn't call the hotel and be like, no. Like I couldn't live with myself.
I had to do it in person. So I walked down to the front desk and I'm like, excuse me. And there's a lot of people checking in and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, but my 4-year-old, I just threw him right under the bus. I'm like, this ain't me. And I just started laughing. I was like, my 4-year-old plugged the toilet and I need a plunger and some cleaning supplies. And then like this woman comes over and she's like, I have a 4-year-old too. I understand.
Yeah. Do you want to trade for a day? You want to see?
And so like the guy working, there's no housekeeping staff at 9:30 at night, so the guy working the front desk like knocks on the door later, and that was embarrassing. And he opened the door and he's like, here's your supplies, sir. And I'm like, please don't deduct my damage deposit from on my credit card, please? So it's just so much water. So much towels were used to clean it up. Somebody
Carter was completely gaslit by first kid.
Yeah.
We've been together a few times. It's basically like just the... He just follows around little brother and helps take care of him. Just so nice and calm. It's like, oh, this is what kids are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
No, yesterday at the grocery store, I had one of the most embarrassing... I've had two embarrassing moments, really embarrassing moments as a parent in public, both at No Frills. This one, Wilder was wearing flip-flops. Big idea, bad idea. Then I forgot to get a cart. So I was like, okay, we're all going to take a basket. And Wilder's carrying a basket. We put the muffins in his basket. Too heavy! And he starts, like, dropping it, throwing it around. And so we put the muffins in Link's basket. And Wilder starts, like, hitting people with his basket. It like hurts my knuckles. I'm like, that's it. I'm taking your basket away, and I take it to the front. And then his flip flops are off, and he's running around bare feet on the dirty floor, kicking his sandals everywhere, and just absolutely screaming, "I'm on the basket!" And I realized that this is going to be a meltdown. So I'm like, I've got two options here. I can return all these items and leave, or to quickly try to go pay for it, probably quicker. And yeah, it was bad going through the checkout, and $27. That's, you know, when was the last time anyone paid 20? I guess Trevor and his kimchi, but paying $27 at the grocery store probably before when you take the kids out, you know, something went wrong. And like, we're like escaping, and other customers are running up to me saying, "Sir, you forgot your bags out in the parking lot." And it was bad. But then we went to Walmart. I tried again with him while they're Safeway and Walmart today. It worked out pretty good. So
it worked out.
Nice.
Yeah. Played with fire.
$7. Yeah. I gave my older one today. He was just gone on his own to fair for the first time.
That's a huge milestone in life when you get to go to the fair by yourself.
From 12 o'clock opening, got home at 10.
Did they pay to get in, or did they hop a fence to get in? First,
you don't
question.
Pay here. You just, it's free.
You gotta pay for ride tickets, though.
Yeah. So I got a bracelet.
What do you think?
Oh wait, no. Dolphin, you have to pay to get in. I just get free tickets.
Yeah, I would just jump over the fence. That was if I had a ticket, I would jump over the fence. Just on principle. Yeah.
We got Trudeau Biden inflation to the. I think this is more his fault. $35. I gave him for food. What did he eat? Nothing.
What?
Lemonade, bubble tea. And bought Keller Kids a big bag of donuts. He came home starving and thirsty.
Oh my gosh.
And nice. No money. Oh. It's a crime.
Trudeau.
Probably $20 donuts, really. But, oh well. Maybe. Can still be annoyed. He said all the food is too expensive to get.
So did he get in a rock fight behind the Ferris wheel? That's a classic.
I don't think people do that normal no more places.
Fights behind the rides?
Not that I... No.
At what grade is he in?
7, but there is no gravity.
Any classmates pregnant yet? No.
Are you trying to compare it to somewhere?
Yeah, it's just our childhood. I'm just seeing where we're at. That's
yeah.
All. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying. This was prime time. This was things were starting to go bad. Darkness was starting to creep into the world in grade 7 and 8.
Yeah. I don't think there's a psycho drug dealer from Flin Flon moving in to town here yet. Maybe I'm ignorant. But I think they're a bit softer here than what you went through.
Yeah.
On the streets, yeah.
So speaking of psycho drug dealer from Flin Flon, do we want to talk about psycho drug dealers from Dauphin?
Psycho drug dealers from Dauphin? Who are they?
Living next door.
Again?
Oh, to my mother's? Didn't we talk about that?
No, we haven't talked about it.
Oh, yeah, Marge had some great neighbors. They made the paper. They're famous. with guns and drugs and weapons, and but they came back later and got their IDs out of the ceiling.
That's good.
Cops but didn't get those.
Yeah. The SWAT team had to come break windows.
Yeah, my mom. My mom has been like walking on eggshells next to like legitimate dangerous. Like, there's people that have walked to the house next door with a gun on their back on like a guitar strap.
Oh, that's how you know you're cool.
You know, there's people walking around Dauphin with guns. Just that's a thing, apparently. There's just one guy and he just does it. So I don't want to know what's going on, why he needs to walk around with a gun all the time. So I'm guessing his life is not going to last super long. But maybe he's like Omar on The Wire. I don't know. So my mom's up at like 5 a.m. and she goes out to the front porch and there's an RCMP officer. All dressed up with like weapons out, I think, on her porch, being like, go back in your house. And she looks out, and there's just like cops surrounding the whole house. And they brought in like a tank, like a battering ram tank from Brandon, apparently. And apparently, made a couple calls, right? Carter, is that what you've heard?
Like multiple places?
I've heard of a few places on that day that got their walls or windows removed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's just efficient.
Yeah, so they made a trip and they said, what we're going to do here, boys, we're going to come in with the battering ram and literally take these people out of this. Because they wouldn't come out, hey? It's like, come out with your hands drawn. And, you know, I think my mom said, like, you know, over a dozen people came out, but there were still some that wouldn't. So they just... they took out a window. They were going to take out the wall, but then they realized that there was a window that was big enough that they could just go through the whole window. So they just like...
it'd have been Koresh and Waco next door, man.
Yeah. And so these people are all having great times. Yeah, that was my mom's exciting summer. She was so scared that something was going to happen to her, you know, or... or that she's like, do they think that I told on them? It's like, mom, everybody knows what's going on here. You whispering to the neighbors and me doesn't, that's not going to the RCMP. Don't worry about it. Plenty of people are calling, so.
You forgot the best line. She was in the house after with the police.
Oh.
And she's looking through the house.
And she goes through the house because she's kind of was the landlord of that place sometimes, but she's just my mom. So if the cops are there going through the house after crime, she's going to be in it with them, of course. Just like I would. 100% chance I'd be in the house after for no reason.
Was she looting? Did she find a few gnomes?
I don't know what she was doing. Just looking for some gnomes. Who knows? No, but she found, what did they find, Carter?
She said to the police, you know, there's an awful lot of hummingbird feeders here, like a dozen, but they're indoors.
Yeah,
where are the hummingbirds?
But they were really giant bongs, and my mom thought they were hummingbird feeders.
Ma'am, those are bongs.
And the cops just loved that. They just loved my mom that called the bongs hummingbird feeders.
Meanwhile, she's the kingpin next door.
Meanwhile, she's the one probably selling all the drugs, and we don't know.
What are these crystal meth, hey? What is this stuff nowadays? Hummingbirds? Is that what you put, like...
okay, Carter, if we were saying out of the craziest things to happen in your life, that somehow we found out that secretly Marge was running a drug ring, like, I'd be shocked. But I wouldn't be like a 10 shock.
No. Yeah.
I'd be like a 5.5 shock. Maybe. So it'd be the perfect movie. Just little Marge next door, kitchen witch.
Do you think that your ability to find job openings is connected to her?
I've got just a little ghouly ways. I just have these weird things in my blood.
You can just tell when somebody needs
I don't know.
What is it? Yeah.
It's just like an innate sense of just something. I don't know. It's weird. What was the other thing? Oh, this is good. So I feel bad. I shouldn't say anything, but so I went to Saskatoon as well, Carter.
Oh, Jamaican food basket?
Yeah, no. And so I visited. I think what we did is we became the super spreaders.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure we gave COVID to Liam and his fiance. I don't know if we're supposed to say names on. So we were at their place, and Lisa had COVID, but we didn't know, and I never got it. So that makes no sense. And Liam never got it, but she got it. But you know that card game Kaiser that I love?
Oh, yeah.
So it's big in Saskatchewan. And she's like, oh, I grew up playing it all the time. I'm like,
ooh.
Yeah, me too. Except, like, really, this is all I did on the farm. Like, I lived on a farm and there was nothing to do. And so she's like, oh, I'm really good. I'm with the beach. I was like, yeah. I'm like, well, it is. It's just a lot of luck. So it doesn't matter. Like, you know, like, sure. And I was like, but I'm pretty good. And it was it was like 52 to minus nine. And she's like, how? I'm like, it's literally in my blood, this game. I don't know how to explain
You merely adopted the darkness. I was born into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's just like, you're not gonna really have a chance playing me at Kaiser. But it was just luck still, but it was fun. Yeah, but I don't know. I've just got these we were talking today how who's becoming like their parents and stuff, and I was like, I'm not really becoming like my dad much anymore. I went through a Gord phase, more in Flin Flon, but now I'm firmly going through a Marge phase. I'm becoming more like her. So I don't know what it is exactly, Brent. I don't even know how to put my finger on what it is, but it is some weird sense that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, new topic. I need your... Am I within my rights here with new neighbors?
Ooh.
Okay, no, I don't know, neighbors, maybe? See, I live one house from corner, okay?
Yep.
So it's two houses away, like the house around the corner. Does that make sense? So the backyards meet up. They've got a deck. I've got a deck in my sunroom. And it... My sunroom faces their
yard
side of garage.
Oh, okay, because their garage is back in their yard.
Or it's at the side, like, yeah.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Okay.
And I can't even see their deck anymore with trees growing in between. But they post up outside the door to this side garage, and that's their spot. So if I'm giving kid a bath or washing hair or something, am I free to walk around shirtless and go flop on couch in sunroom while they're having parties, like, on the side of the house?
Oh, 100.
And avoiding their own deck?
Yeah. Give us a measurement.
You're in your house and
we're
in
like
a 10 weird
feet
spot.
From each. Yeah, we're like 10 feet from each other.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's hard. Oh, to hell with that.
And there's so much room.
Yeah, no. You're doing whatever you want. If you're not uncomfortable, go for it.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they're Russian.
Oh, they'll probably love it.
Mm-hmm. And then I was up at 6 this morning doing the same thing, having coffee there, and she's already out there,
Well, yeah, and pretty soon they're going to do a special yard operation on you.
Oh.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a special yard operation coming up. Yeah.
They're just amassing the property line. No worries.
Yeah. I need just a tiny little focused privacy fence.
I'll get you some drones.
Like one. Yeah, I need one. Yep. A one piece property fence, like that's like two posts.
Just right in front of them.
Yes.
Oh, you can buy an IKEA barrier. It just like pops up on legs.
Yeah.
No, you just need a giant fence, Brent. It's time.
It's like $50,000.
But then you'll never have to look at them.
I know.
I hate other people. That's why we're thinking of moving. I just can't imagine having to talk to other people once a month about the place I live in. Or have meetings, and like, I don't want to do any of it anymore, and I'm so sick of
it. No kidding.
That we found this amazing, yeah. We found this amazing place now, and it's like, I'd rather deal with housework than people. So yeah, we'll see if it happens. If it happens, it's going to be sweet, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll probably never see you again, because I'll be poor forever, but I don't care.
Cabbage. Oh.
I'll live, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Carter,
hope you don't have a bunch of beard. I've stopped shaving again, so I'm an itch.
I went clean shaven today.
A lot of scratching. Did you do it to yourself? You didn't get fancy?
Yeah, I did it myself.
Barbers? Yeah. Great. I cannot imagine how all these clients of yours, their simple farmer way is, put up with your bitchin' suits.
Well, I don't wear them to Roblin. That's the secret.
Well, I thought you did.
No, I was sort of like trapped. I was trapped on Wednesday. Janelle and Wilder were in the room with the main closets, and then I was in an auxiliary closet room. Mm. And I was like, oh, I don't really have anything conservative to wear here. And so I had to wear,
you just dress like a cowboy. Like, you should have a nudie suit. When you go to Roblin, you should fully wear a cowboy with like
Stolen Valor, man.
Plastic guns and like everything. Like just a little vest.
Or a colonel.
And ride a broom but a horse.
Like, do you have a white suit?
Yeah. I wore a light pink suit today for the first time.
No, I want Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, Colonel.
I've got an all white suit. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, dress like me. What are you? What's that guy's name? Not Matlock. Was it Matt? No, Andy Griffin. Was it he? He was Matlock. Yeah, wearing his white Southern gentleman lawyer suit. Well, I do declare.
White suit's nice. It's real nice, but I always have to, it's always like, well, who am I seeing today? And like Monday, I'm like, well, I got to go to the hospital. I'm not wearing the white suit. And I got to, Tuesday, I'm interviewing potential new employees. I don't know if that's white suit day.
Wear
you know?
Like your Jamaican attire that day.
But I wore not my most obnoxious pink outfit, but my fourth most obnoxious pink outfit to Roblin. And, you ever been with a woman before? The whole person says, yeah. That's the question, yeah. Yeah.
Who would say that to a person?
People are weird, man.
What kind of garbage human would say that to someone in public? Who would say that?
People like talking.
Who would say that? Like, what kind of person? Who raised you? Who would say that to someone in public in this day and age, even if you're 100? It makes no sense. Like, you should just get a punch in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then mind your own business. Put your teeth on the curb. Let's go.
Or you could then at least, you could have a Bret Hart shirt under the coat jacket.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm the best lawyer you're ever going to,
Well, that's the thing.
It just says,
am I? Because the woman yesterday when asked the receptionist when I leave, like from the common area, water fountain area, oh, is that person a lawyer? Yeah. Don't look like it. Walks out.
It should say, go F yourself on it. That should be what you wear under your shirt.
Everyone found that. It's like the only guy in a suit, and he's not the lawyer. But that happens to female lawyers as well. Hi, how can I help you? Oh, I thought I was getting put through to a lawyer. I am a lawyer. You're not a secretary?
Holy jeez.
Yeah.
That's just an automatic fee increase.
I think we were right on with our plan to save the world.
Which one? I don't even want to know anymore.
Just to get rid of, like, that was quite a long time ago. It's just like some people have to go.
And it's funny, like, how people really rich and very interested in this is how they're going to spend their time, like J.K. Rowling and Elon just on Twitter.
J.K. Rowling makes no sense.
Like, she could be doing whatever she wanted. Like, she has unlimited amounts of money. And
the guy, that MySpace guy is the guy.
Tom?
Tom?
Did
he sell MySpace and just, like, does photography that he wants to for fun and doesn't talk to anyone?
How much did he even get for selling MySpace?
Like, half a billion dollars, I think.
So, not that much compared to, like,
I bet the other he's people. Doing okay, Carter.
Not J.K. Rowling money, but yeah. $580 million. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, she's clear. She cannot be doing okay if that's what her brain is worried about.
Her net worth is, it's actually not that much. 1.1 million. Billion.
I was like, million. Yeah, right.
I just thought the Harry Potter stuff was worth more than that. But I guess not.
Carter, that's $1 billion.
Oh, I know, but like Star Wars.
It's us common folk money. They shouldn't pay taxes, right, Carter?
Well,
it's
it's just
$1.1 billion, Carter.
Well, I just
that's
don't...
thousand millions.
Yeah, Trevor, I just don't want, when I become a billionaire, I don't want to set that precedent of having high taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming.
But Trevor, if there was a new Harry Potter movie, it'd make $1 billion, you know? So I just thought the franchise as a whole, but I guess the franchise is sort of not really making too much these days. It's not like there's any new books or movies or anything like that. So makes sense.
Like,
I just thought it'd be
just
worth a little
shut
bit
up
more.
And go away.
Or forever. Make a new book. You know, if you're going to write something that's going to make a lot of people mad, just make a new Harry Potter book. She totally should. It should just totally be about, like all these trans arguments within the universe at Hogwarts and stuff like that. And, like, just ruin everyone's childhood and be like, Harry really hates trans people. He's not a wizard anymore. He uses his ability to, like, check people's genetics and stuff like that. Yeah. That would be amazing.